This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and the US have a very positive and forward-looking, comprehensive and global strategic partnership. Responding to the US President's statements in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he appreciates U.S. President Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of the India-U.S. ties. Talking to the media in Washington last night, the U.S. President said that India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. He hailed Mr. Modi as a great prime minister and said that they will be friends.
I'll always be friends with Modi. He's great prime minister. He's great. I'll always be friends. India and the United States have a special relationship. There's nothing to worry about. We just have moments on occasion.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, Ms. Sitharaman said, whether it is Russian oil or anything else, the government will take a call based on what suits the needs of the country in terms of rates and logistics.
It's our decision to buy from the place which suits our needs, whether in terms of rates, logistics, anything. So where we buy our oil from, especially being a big ticket foreign exchange related item, where we pay so much out of our highest in terms of import, we will have to take a call which suits us best. So we will undoubtedly be buying.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the flood-affected states to review the situation, as several parts of northern India, including Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh, have been severely impacted by incessant rainfall, triggering landslides and flash floods. With improvement in weather conditions and road repairs in Uttarakhand, the Chardham Yatra and registration process have resumed from today. However, the pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri remains suspended due to the recent heavy rainfall that damaged the roads in the area, making travel unsafe for the pilgrims. The journey to these two shrines is expected to resume once the roads are restored. Meanwhile, the weather remains clear across the state today, though the Met Department has predicted possible rainfall in some areas in the coming days. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Gujarat till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also very likely over the remaining parts of Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Delhi NCR is likely to experience a generally cloudy sky with possibility of very light to light rain and thundershowers today. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival will culminate today with the immersion of Lord Ganesh's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees will bid farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersions. The world-famous Pitrupaksh Mela Mahasangam 2025 begins today in Gaya Ji, Bihar. People from across the globe are arriving in Gaya Ji to perform tarpan rituals for the peace of the souls of their departed ancestors. Union Minister Jitaram Manji will inaugurate this world-renowned fair this evening. Moving on to sports, in tennis, Italy's Jannik Sinner has powered into the US Open men's singles final with a commanding four-set victory over Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime. He will now face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz in a much-anticipated final. In the women's singles, Amanda Anisimova of the United States booked her place in the final with a gritty comeback win over Japan's Naomi Osaka. She will now challenge defending champion Arina Sabalenka of Belarus, who earlier overcame Jessica Pegula of the US in straight sets. India will take on China in a Super 4-stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. With one win and one draw, the Indian team is at the top of the Super 4-stage points table, accumulating 4 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.